I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. There are more signs that this month's popular revolt in Tunisia may be inspiring Arabs elsewhere in North Africa and the Middle East. In Cairo today, thousands of anti-government protesters clashed with riot police. The demonstrators were chanting slogans against President Hosni Mubarak. It was the largest demonstration in Egypt in years. Reports say a police officer was killed in the clashes. The BBC's John Lyne is in Cairo and witnessed the demonstration.
Well, it started off peacefully, a much bigger demonstration, I think, than many had been expecting, and it certainly seemed to take the police by surprise. To start with, they stood aside as thousands of people gathered and assembled in Tahrir Square in central Cairo. But then as the protesters, or at least one group of them, were standing outside the Parliament building, the police then kind of gathered forces and tried to move in. They got the water cannon going. They got the riot gear all on, and they moved in on the protesters. But the protesters really stood their ground. A couple of them actually went and stood right in front of the water cannon. Others threw rocks back at the police, and then the police retaliated with tear gas, but still really couldn't disperse the protesters. And at last, reports from the scene is that the protesters are still there in a sort of a standoff with the police.
And John, were these protests today directly linked to the popular revolt in Tunisia, or are there other issues in Egypt that prompted this?
Well, clearly there are issues here in Egypt, but what happened in Tunisia has inspired many more people to go out on the streets. In the last few months, there have been just a handful of protesters out in for past demonstrations. Now, suddenly, I think people have seen that maybe they can change their lives by going out onto the streets, and they've really come out and made their voices felt. And what really struck me was not just the size of the demonstration. It wasn't huge. It was much bigger than we're used to, but it was only several thousand. But the determination of the protesters, when the police moved in on them with that tear gas and water cannon, they simply didn't run away. They stood their ground and, in fact, pushed the police back.
Now, leaders in North Africa were concerned by the situation in Tunisia. Should they be worried by what's going on in Cairo?
Well, I would think this will give great pause for thought for President Mubarak. He's 82. He's been in power for 30 years. There's growing criticism of the way Egypt is run, a feeling that it's really running into decay now, frankly, and a lot of economic problems for many people in Egypt. This one demonstration, of course, it's not enough to unseat a regime, probably not enough really to cause them serious concern, but it's going to enervate the demonstrators, and surely it's going to worry the government.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said today that the U.S. government has confidence in Mr. Mubarak's government. Did you get a sense that the protesters feel like they have the U.S. on their side too, or do they feel like they're being ignored?
Well, clearly, President Mubarak is a key ally of the United States, and it's utterly different from Tunisia. I mean, frankly, President Obama can watch what's going on in Tunisia with relative detachment. Here, the situation is far more critical to the United States' interests. Imagine if this country were to fall into the hands of a government hostile to Israel. That would be an enormous blow to American interests, a massive political blow to the United States. So clearly in Washington, they must be concerned about what's going on here. But you might think, if all the rhetoric we hear about democracy and freedom it means anything, maybe they might be quite excited by it as well.
Do you think these protests are going to continue in the days to come?
Well, the protesters are still out there, and they've said they're going to stay until the regime falls. Well, that could be a while. Certainly, there seems to be some determination to carry on. I don't know whether big crowds will come out again tomorrow and following days. We'll just have to wait and see.
The BBC's John Lyne in Cairo. Thanks very much.
Thank you.